Well, hello there, and welcome after a long time to another episode of the Because Family podcast. Today, I'm going to introduce you to our new format, and the good news is that we're not gone. I'm not gone. We have not pod faded, as they say. We're here, but it is going to be a little different. It's probably going to be mostly just me, and I'll get into why very soon. And the format is going to be a little different as well, as we're going to be strictly question and answer from now on. So without any further ado, I want to thank you again for joining us. I want to tell you that you can follow us at familytechblog.com, becausefamily.org. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please, please leave a review. As we get started with this new format, I'd love to add some listeners. So go ahead and do that. And please email us questions, becausefamily@gmail.com, becausefamily@gmail.com. Email us questions and let us help you with your internet safety, network security, family discipleship, parenting, ministry to kids and families, all the topics, RV life, living on the road, just all kinds of questions. Branson, Missouri vacation tips, whatever you want. I want to answer questions on this show and be there for our listeners, be there for the people who follow us and keep track of us and are a part of what we do here. So the first question I'm going to answer is one that I've heard many times over the last several months as I take a sip of my iced coffee that all the ice is melted. The question is, what happened to the Because Family podcast? I personally kind of hate listening to podcasts when the format kind of changes and people just like do a whole episode just explaining. So I'm going to briefly explain, and then I'm going to answer another question that is a little more related to the topic of the show here. I don't have a time limit goal for the show. It's probably till my three-year-old wakes up from his nap is probably the most likely time limit that I have. That would be the longest we could possibly go. But let me answer the first question. What happened to the show? Well, it's very simple. We started life on the road, and life on the road proved difficult to sustain a consistent podcasting schedule. We would travel and be all over the country and who knows where most of the time, and not very often did we have quality Wi-Fi opportunity signal, you know, opportunity to have quality Wi-Fi signal. So it was hard to upload shows. It was hard to find time. It was hard to get away. You know, we lived in 300 square feet with our children, and it was just hard to find space for all of us. So I that's the main reason, is that we just had trouble getting it done. The other reason is we went through another life transition over the past little while. It started really last fall. Melinda's mother went through breast cancer, had a 10.5 pound, that's right, 10.5 pound tumor removed. And we were with her through that whole process, lived in St. Louis near the hospital in the RV for a few weeks, and spent Christmas and New Year's in that area doing the recovery from surgery and stuff. Then Melinda's mother went through radiation and all that this spring. So we found ourselves back in this area where we are from, and we found out while I was doing that, I was just trying to work and be more productive in getting our ministry and our work with families going. And as you've kind of noticed, probably as we listen to the podcast, our focus has really shifted towards helping families with internet safety. And so I started a blog last fall called Family Tech Blog, safe.becausefamily.org or familytechblog.com. It's about being safe online, and it's the latest news and all this stuff for families and for parents. And it's very much, it's growing. It's providing a little bit of income for us through affiliate links, and it's supporting itself, at least allowing me to pay for Wi-Fi and the hosting services and things like that through the year. So it's very nice that thing is become a little bit of a success for us. I'm not going to say it's a success in like, I'm a, you know, I'm paying my bills with it, all my bills, but it's a major part of what we do now. So I've been focusing a lot on writing this blog. We've also spent a lot of time working to get involved in police station, you know, police departments, public schools, community events, library events, things like that, where we can reach families outside of the school system. Our message gearing towards internet safety has really proven to be to provide an opportunity for us to reach out beyond the church and outside the four walls of the church. And so we're reaching with this message really of parents being the first influence, like has always been our vision, but we're focusing in, we're really laser pointer focusing on this internet safety thing, and that is allowing us to have more access to more families. I did an event last weekend where I gave out almost 300 internet safety checklists, uninstall lists, and copies of our ministry card that they can contact me for help. And all of these lead to becausefamily.org and familytechblog.com, where we give glory to God and we talk about our ministry and how we work to help families. And so I am very happy and thrilled with where this is going. We've got several opportunities coming up over the next few months this fall as school starts to kick up, to be involved at school districts doing teacher in-services, teaching parents at other types of events and things like that. So it's very cool and very exciting. Also, Melinda has gotten, and you know we do dance stuff if you listen to the podcast for long, Melinda has gotten even more involved at our dance studio, and she's actually teaching. I guess it's part-time still, but it's almost every day. She teaches dance classes, and she helps run. She's not in charge of, but she helps run the office there and all that. And so she's really enjoying that, and it's been really great. And so it's kind of kept us here. So that's why the last 3 months we've been working towards moving out of the RV into a stick and brick, as they call it, home again. So I am sitting now in my little walk-in closet office / recording zone. I'm not going to call it a studio. It's a microphone and a computer. But it's my recording area, and I'm sitting in it in our house that we're renting. And so we're back in town. We're living in a regular house. We're selling our motorhome. If you know anyone who wants to buy an RV, let me know. becausefamily@gmail.com. Email me. But other than that, that's what's up with us. We start school with our kids again on the 21st of August. We've decided that because we homeschool, but that's kind of what we decided we were going to do. And that's back when dance starts back too. We're going to just do it all at the same time. But anyway, that's our life. That's what's happening with Michael and Melinda Prince and the Prince family and Because Family as an organization. Oh, and our 501c3 process is very much rolling along here so that we can be a full-on 501c3. We're still U.S. missionaries with the Assemblies of God, and as far as I'm concerned, that's going to continue, but we're working on our own 501c3. So that's our update. That's what's happening, and 8.5 minutes in, I'm done with that. Allow me to answer one question that I get almost everywhere I go to speak to families about internet safety. And that is, what apps do you recommend my kids don't have? What apps freak you out or make you nervous? Or sometimes they'll just ask, what's the most dangerous app out there? And I'm going to mention one app for this. You can go to familytechblog.com to read about a lot of apps that I've written about that I don't recommend you have. I don't really write about very many apps that I recommend you do have, although I do have a couple articles like that. But the one app that I say is probably the scourge, what's the word? It's the detriment to our young people is, and your kids are gonna hate it, but it's Snapchat. And let me explain why. And I've done videos on this and stuff like that, but let me explain why Snapchat, and it's become worse lately, and it is the Discover page. The Discover page on Snapchat is the new tabloids or magazine section in the local grocery store as you go to checkout. The same companies who write things to attract people to that whole world and philosophy and idea. The same people who write those are now writing these posts that they're sharing in the Snapchat Discover page. The Discover page is curated, so that means somebody at Snapchat decides what gets highlighted and what gets featured, and usually they decide by whoever paid for the position, whoever paid to be there. Just like the magazine rocks, you pay the most money to be on iLine, you know, with the customer. So they pay to have their information, or not their information, but they pay to have their articles listed and to show up in the Snapchat Discover page. Now, the Snapchat Discover page, I've seen articles in there such as what it's like using a flavored condom, how to prepare yourself to have sex for the first time, 10 things you need to know before you have sex for the first time, one of which was that you don't get any type of attachment to your sexual partner. Yeah, that's just complete nonsense. But anyway, things like just complete gossip about celebrities, where they're talking about this celebrity's new boob job or butt job or whatever, and stuff like that. How to tell if your boyfriend's gay. Just articles like that that are done. And the other interesting thing is it's not always just an article for them to click out of Snapchat and read. These are actual, like, Snapchat, created for Snapchat, interactive articles that as they click through or tap through there, they're hearing or they're seeing this in a format that's really appealing to them and interesting. It's not like they're going to open it and see all these words and go, I'm not reading that. That's nonsense. That's not how they do it. They get them with these, I don't like sounding like that, but they do. They entice them with the style and format that our kids enjoy. The short bursts of information that's going to help you learn quickly. And they're teaching our kids what the world should be like. They're teaching our kids a worldview and how they should feel and think about things. And that's what Snapchat is doing with our kids. I'm not even as concerned. Of course it's a concern that kids would share messages that disappear with each other and they would do private video chatting and do all that stuff. Yeah, that's a concern. But there's nothing more concerning to me as I raise my kids and I watch other people raise theirs. There's nothing more concerning to me than that Discover page. And so that's why Snapchat is one of the top of my uninstall list. There's others. There's Monkey. There's Episode. I recommend those two are uninstalled. A newer app is Seraha that we just did the Family Tech Weekly podcast. Just posted that today about that app, Seraha. It's an anonymous comments app where people can just say things about you anonymously and it goes into your inbox and you don't know who said it and it's a bad idea. So, but Snapchat is still number one on the list for things you should uninstall. So, thank you for listening to this short, and as most of them will be, pretty short episode of the Because Family podcast. Thank you for putting up with an update episode. I hope that I gave you some content information that I help you keep wanting to listen because it's some interesting information. If you have any questions or if you want to defend Snapchat, I'd love to get an argument on here. Not an argument, but a nice debate with some commenters. So send me an email, becausefamily@gmail.com. If you like the show, go ahead and leave a review. If you didn't like the show, I guess you can leave a review if you want to, but why would you waste your time? Just let those of us who like it, and the rest of you just stop listening. But if you do like the show, go leave a review on iTunes. You can go to our Facebook page, Because Family, on Facebook, and you can leave us a review there just for the podcast or for us if you've heard from us. And if you're in any area that I'm going to be speaking soon around Southern Missouri or anywhere like that, please keep track of that. And, you know, try to come and hear me, and I'd love to meet you, and we can chat it up and talk a little bit about internet safety because that's what you want to spend time talking about. So thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time, or you'll hear us next time at Because Family Question and Answer Podcast.